longest time without talking, except when you're in Europe this week. Because I talked to you maybe from when I was on vacation.
No, we didn't talk when you were in California. We went almost a week without talking. Yeah. So it was nice to reconnect.
I got to say, why isn't my life whole?
What do you mean?
I haven't talked to Kathy.
Oh.
That's all I need to complete my life.
I thought
it would be so easy.
I was telling my friend Joanne last night that there are many reasons that I love Facebook, but one of the reasons I don't love Facebook is on things like a 3-day weekend that involve Labor Day. I fell into a dark hole that said, I'm the only one in the world that isn't celebrating Labor Day
with barbecues
or in Wisconsin or on a boat. Everybody else is having a much better time than I am. So that was the dark hole.
That's why we left town. We don't get invited to barbecues anymore.
That's right.
All these people are having their barbecues with their children and grandchildren.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know,
we're out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're out of here.
So the reason I was promoting the idea of do people notice ankles anymore had to do, there was a cover story 3 weeks ago or two maybe about the David in Michelangelo's David statue in Florence, and that David's ankles are too thin for David's body, not aesthetically, but they are unable to be holding him up, and he is likely to turn into the Leaning Tower of David, or
physically, the marble
are not supportive.
Oh, for heaven's sakes!
Right, even though he's got a pedestal and everything,
right?
Just, you know, that is a weak feature in his body,
huh? The weak link.
Yeah, and I thought about ankles, and I remember back when Hillary was first lady and still wearing skirts, and the heat she took about her ankles. And ankles aren't anything you can do anything about.
Right.
You can't make them fatter or thinner.
I don't think they have surgery for it.
No.
Exercise makes no difference.
Even today, when you could get fat injected.
Right.
Or fat taken out, you don't hear too much about the ankles being done.
Right.
And I remember that one of the sexiest scenes I ever saw was in The Piano with Holly Hunt and Holly Hunter and
Harvey Keitel.
And he had to crawl under the piano for something, or he dropped something so he could get under the piano while she was sitting there. And her ankles were shown.
Actually, Jude, I think she had like stockings on and there was a hole in her stocking.
Oh, was
somewhere
it?
On her. I think it was slightly above her ankle. And he reached out and touched her skin through that hole.
Oh, I'm getting all sweaty.
Overclamped. Yeah.
But I thought, you know, do men ever look at their ankles and think, they're too skinny?
No. Men.
All the time. All the time.
I'm serious.
Well, let's ask Sam.
I'm serious. I know someone who's worried about his calves being too thin.
We used to know somebody who was working out his upper body was getting good, but his trainer said, you've really got to work on your lower half because it's really scrawny. Now, Sam, if you can't remember who it is, I'll tell you during the break. Do you notice women's ankles?
You do, yeah, especially summertime because, you know,
the whole picture, though, not specifically ankles.
I mean, I'm not an ankle aimer. That's not the first thing I look at.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, you talk about, like, the ankles and the cankles and all that. I had a friend in college who was worried that his calves weren't big enough, like you guys were just talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He would wear ankle weights. And wear them to
strengthen and
walk around, under his jeans or sweatpants or whatever. And it actually worked. You put like a 2 or 3 pound, it's like a Velcro.
A wraparound.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right.
Yeah. And his calves got bigger.
Wow.
Well, I love hearing about vanity in men or just wanting to get more symmetrical. I think that's cool.
I think what becomes sexy is what you're not supposed to see. And I think that for a long time, when women wore long dresses, the fact that a man could spot a woman's ankle was like, woohoo! Now,
right.
Now I think it's interesting that fashion, particularly with celebrities, for women, shows almost all of their breast. You can see
right.
the rise of it and the fullness of it. So
the insertion of it.
Right. And the only thing that remains is the nipple. That and so you can see everything else, but if there was a nip slip, you know, I got to see your nipple. Well, you've seen the whole damn thing, for Pete's sake. And also the area in the back, just above the crack. That, you know, women's dresses will come down.
Oh, lower back.
Lower, so that you're just like a millimeter away from seeing the top of her butt crack. And that becomes sexy. Remember the scene in...
Our number is 312-981-7200. And
jump in here.
Call if you've tried to make your calves bigger, your ankles smaller, or if a person has too fat of ankles.
Right.
That you just aren't going to... You're just dismissing them, or it's just a little bit of a bumpy problem, no pun intended.
Speaking of nip slips, I have not watched Friends in years. And the other night I was vegging out and channel surfing and came upon Friends. I had forgotten that Jennifer Aniston went completely braless in that, and that girl had herself some good sized nipples. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, I think I may even have taken a picture of it.
Off the screen?
I did. Well, I just remember thinking,
aren't you a weird old lady?
Aren't I, though? Don't you remember that? Does anybody else remember that?
Put it on our Facebook page.
Well, I don't know if she'd be upset. Well she was the one that was going without a bra.
On
and
TV
standing in a refrigerator.
And getting... Oh, was she...
Body parts.
Right.
Body parts.
Like so many of the Republican, Democratic, and what was that guy from Gary Johnson? Party is the green. No, not green. That's
not
Jill Stein.
I have no idea.
Libertarian,
yeah.
I think.
I think you're right.
Libertarian Party.
So
those are issues that are going on. Of course, we will address them in our forum. But in the meantime, we're talking about ankles and whether people notice them.
Men
or guys
specifically.
Men specifically, or guys worry about their calves. And Gus, you wanted to weigh in on when you look at women's ankles.
Yeah. Hi, ladies. How are you today?
All right.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to say that really the only time I look at women's ankles is if they have really, really short legs and my eyes deviate from their butt.
So you're a butt guy.
I am.
Okay. So, and if they're really short, then their ankles are closer to their butt.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. Gosh, so if you're a butt guy, are you totally into this whole Kardashian, Nicki Minaj size butt thing?
No.
Okay, you just like the standard.
Yeah.
The standard issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the standard issue, good butt. Now, I think there are more... Oh, he went away. I think there are more great breasts than there are great butts walking around. I think most women's butts look like a disappointment, and most men's become a disappointment after they're about... 60.
There was a great, remember that great scene in Sex and the City?
I didn't watch Sex and the
City.
Oh, what was it?
The one woman the woman that really loved sex?
Chris. Samantha.
Samantha. And Samantha, you know, bedded a lot of guys. And one time, this really great looking older guy, he was probably about 70. They decided this is what they were going to do, and they got into bed, and he excused himself. He was going into the bathroom, and as he was walking into the bathroom, the camera zoomed in on his butt, and her face was just like, oh my God, what have I done? I mean, he had a 70-year-old butt. It
and he was like
gravity
perfect.
Affected.
Other than that, he would give her jewelry. But
oh,
then
he
that,
was so hot.
She was like, I just can't deal with an old man butt.
Right, yeah.
She told him?
Did she tell
him? I think
that?
She just ditched him.
Yeah, I think she ghosted him
or
whatever.
She must not have been very observant. You can tell about a guy, even though they wear looser pants than we do for the most part. Not all.
Well, I mean, you can tell if there's a big curve there. I just think the trend towards big butts is interesting because we always used to wear girdles to hide if we had any.
And flatten our butts.
Right. You know, if we had any
than me.
Booty going on. And now it's become it's a thing. I don't know what the word is, but even the beautiful photo, is it Esquire or Vogue or one of the magazines has the Obamas now, and there's a beautiful photo of the two of them in front of a window, and Michelle's got it going on. And
a badonkadonk.
A badonkadonk, right? Yeah, absolutely. And I think that clothes now are designed to accommodate big butt. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
It's like a slang word for a big butt is a badonkadonk.
A badonkadonk.
Oh. God, Kathy, you keep up. You do. I'm so proud to know you.
Well, I have teenage grandchildren, too.
They're 20s.
That helps.
Oh, no, you have another set of teenagers.
Right. Yeah, I think that helps to have younger people hanging around. But anyway, I mean, it's an interesting trend. Some of them. I mean, I've seen a picture of Nicki Minaj. It looks like it was inflated. It looks like she just stuck a tube in it and blew it up. It's
more
than that
Kardashian photo. What was that like? That was like
the champagne ad.
Bigger than
bigger than humanly possible.
I don't know how they try on jeans. How does that work?
How do you pull them up over that?
I have no idea.
Well, the jeans have to be designed. Well, now Sam, you're a guy, so.
She has some custom made, Sam, don't you think?
She does, yeah.
I'm just picturing the process. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But I mean, I don't know how you possibly get those up and then, like, you know, get the pants all secured and everything. Because you're right, Kathy. It's ridiculous, the size.
But for some guys, it's appealing. Some guys love that. Not you. You're not one of them.
That's too big.
Okay.
It looks
scary.
Is that scary? Yeah,
it's kind of scary,
Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of scary. Yeah.
What would be the worst thing that could happen? That's what a psychiatrist always said.
You're worried about that? What's the worst?
Anytime you want. Veronica, silence emanates from Veronica.
The worst thing is that we run out of champagne, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's just, boy, we took a lot of detours on that one, didn't we?
Can't help it. It just was, you know, it was a way of avoiding Aleppo.
We'll be back. We're talking current events. And current events were in the news this week when presidential hopeful Gary Johnson was asked a question on television and didn't know it. And many people felt that he should have known what that was. So I thought, well, I wonder, obviously none of us is running for president, but I just asked if you gave us a call. I'm just going to run down my list of current events questions. And these are current events in many arenas. No prizes. You can use a fake name if you want. Just to sort of kind of like when they go out on the street on Jimmy Kimmel or one of those, and just ask people questions about current events. So,
but they make fake things up. And
some of them are, of them are fake things. But these are all real questions with real answers. So 312-981-7200. This is Stuart. Hi, Stuart.
Hi.
Hi. You ready to answer a current events question?
Oh, I'll do them all if you want.
Well, we're going to give a lot of people a lot of chances. What's a burkini?
That's okay. A burkini is a swimsuit designed for Arabian women so they don't have to show any skin.
Okay, for Islamic women, for Muslim women, so they can remain covered. All right, Stuart, you got 100%. Thank you. This is Linda. Linda, you ready for a question?
Sure.
What is Brexit?
That's the European Union when the British tried to exit from the European Union.
Right. And it actually voted successfully to do that. It'll take some time to fully make it happen. Right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. This is Andrew. Andrew, you ready for a question?
Yes.
Name two contestants on the new Dancing with the Stars.
Lasso and I don't know the second one.
Very funny, Andrew. All right, this is Roseanne. Hi, Roseanne.
Is that a Dancing with the Stars joke?
No, he said Aleppo. Yeah.
I thought you said Aleppo.
Hello.
Hey, Roseanne, how you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
All right. What group is opposing the Dakota Access Pipeline?
The Sioux tribe.
Right, several tribes, actually, the Native Americans, whose land it would be going.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Roseanne.
Thank you.
We're doing pretty good. I mean, you guys are pretty...
And they listen to us. Hard to believe.
What's going on? All right. This is Wally. Wally?
Yes.
Who's the U.S. Secretary of State?
John Kerry.
Thank you. Got 100% so far. 312-981-7200. Give us a call and... see if you can answer these questions about current events. And as you can hear, some of them are very lighthearted and some of them are quite serious. This is Nick. Hey, Nick? Nick?
I got my radio off.
Yeah, but you're standing in the shower.
No, I'm not. I'm standing in front of my computer cleaning the kitchen, getting ready to make tuna fish.
Okay. Could you get on your actual phone, Nick? Could you talk on a phone rather than do the echoey thing?
Yeah, lose the tuna fish for a couple minutes.
How about if I would say this takes care of the echo.
Okay, that's much better. All right.
He's negotiating.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
Why was Apple in the news this week?
Apple?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because somebody shot an arrow through it. Maybe William Tell was in town.
Okay, back to the tuna fish, Nick.
Yeah, go fix your sandwich. All right, this is Sue. Sue, can you answer the question? Why was Apple in the news this week?
The new Apple 7.
Okay, and what's so unusual about it?
It's got a phone jack issue. People are saying you won't be able to use your headphones.
Right. Okay, thank you, Sue. See, now everybody's doing pretty well, I think. Let's see how Drew does. Hey, Drew.
Hi.
Hey. Who's Bashar al-Assad?
Well, that's the president or semi-dictator of Syria.
Correct. He's a bad guy.
Yep.
I was editorializing there.
It's allowed. You have half a show here.
Yes, we do.
Well, he's done a lot of bad things, so...
He certainly has.
Deserves the international scrutiny.
All right. Thank you, Drew.
Thanks.
312-981-7200. Hold on a second. We're trying to figure out.
This is a phone call. A little.
Okay. This
the producer.
This caller is calling himself the boyfriend. Hi, the boyfriend.
Hi, the boyfriend.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Wait, that's Nick again.
Is that Nick?
No, I'm really not Nick, I promise.
Oh, okay. Who is Eddie Johnson?
Police superintendent.
You guys are the best. You guys are doing great. I still have some more questions, current events questions. 312-981-7200. Back with more contestants vying for nothing after this.
Current events.
Just asking our listeners if they'd like to play. Gary Johnson took a big hit this week, and so I just thought, well, I wondered how many people know stuff. Hey, Mohammed, you ready for your question?
Yes, I am.
What is Aleppo?
Aleppo is the centerpiece of the refugee crisis in Syria.
Absolutely.
Central city.
Absolutely. We're still standing at 100% on our listeners' knowledge of current events, which is promising. Thanks for calling. This is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yes.
How many justices are currently on the Supreme Court?
Six.
Joe, how many justices are currently on the Supreme Court?
Eight.
There you go.
The other two fingers weren't working at the time.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, and how come there's only eight?
Well, because of the death of one of them, can't remember his name right now, but...
Antonin Scalia.
Scalia.
Right.
And go into a
right.
number instead of
right.
a number.
And the vacancy hasn't been filled. Don't get me started. On that particular
the woman
one.
Starts there to you, rumble. There it's you, volcanic.
There you go. Well, I'm very proud of all of our girlfriends because, you know, when a vice or when a presidential candidate.
And that was Gary Johnson.
That was
did
Gary
not
Johnson.
Know
it was sad. It really was. And he later came up with two different explanations, one being that he was human, and the other, his head was somewhere thinking that it was an acronym rather than an actual place. But it seems considering that shouldn't even be a second thought.
And then the New York Times, the venerable New York Times, made mistakes twice in defining Aleppo in its story. One time,
oh, did it? I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. One time they said it, you know, it was the center of the of activity or something like that, which was another city that began with R, and then the R city
Ramadi.
Was wrong, and they made it was he got it they got it mixed up with Damascus, so they kind of had some egg on their faces.
Wow,
that's the New York Times.
Yeah, that's the liberal bastion. Yeah. Well, 312-981-7200 is our number. I think that about. Well, actually, I have two. I have two other questions. If anybody else would like to jump in.
Oh, I want to hear what they are.
I think you heard all of them in the office when
oh,
we
I
went
did?
Through. Yeah, when we went through
and
the
I
list.
And I missed the police chief of Chicago,
Eddie Johnson. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Has he been that for the whole time, Ram, for 7 years or whatever?
No, he replaced Gary. What was
the
Gary?
Other one named Gary?
The one from the East Coast. Gary McCarthy, I think. Gary McCarthy. Yeah. But I think in these days leading up to the election that it's important that we all know, that we all keep abreast of what's going on, and that we don't just ask somebody else, any media outlet, however way it leans, to make our decisions for us. Just read stuff. Just
you know what?
Check
I think
stuff
it is,
out.
I think if you're only going to read one thing, this is pertaining to the election, the best one to read, the fastest you'll get the information, is Politico, because it says liar, liar, pants on fire if Hillary tells a lie, or it's kind of true, or whatever. I think there are four ratings, and then they explain it. And especially when the debates come up, which the first one is the 21st of September, I'm so nervous about that. I'm so nervous about this debate. I mean, if I start to think about it, my heart starts pounding.
Who's the moderator on the first one?
Lester Holt.
Lester Holt, okay.
Yeah.
Which is?
Not Matt Lauer.
Oh, my gosh, no. And I was surprised that in the forum this week, it was not a debate because they weren't going head-to-head. One had a chance to answer questions and the other one had a half hour to answer questions. I was surprised that Matt Lauer didn't have an earpiece in and have a producer saying, call him on that or call her on that or that's not true. What was the, was it Broadcast News? What was the wonderful movie with Holly Hunter?
Broadcast News.
Right. And half of what he was saying was coming directly from her through the earpiece that, whether or not he knew and was just giving Trump a pass, or even worse, if he didn't know that what was being said was not true.
What we're talking about is
the forum.
We're talking about Donald Trump saying he had disapproved of the war in Iraq.
From the beginning. Right.
And there was proof that he initially said
he was for
he
it.
He was definitely
yeah.
for it.
Yeah. So hopefully, I mean, certainly Lester Holt is well-informed and competent and respected, but one would hope that there is more than one person getting input into what's being said or what's being responded to. So,
well, they're really on the hot seat now. NBC.
NBC is right.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
I should know this. This is current events. The moderators for the other
I don't know them
debates.
I don't know them.
Yeah, okay.
It's three names. We wouldn't be able to keep them all in our brain anyway.
Or if somebody had told us just a few minutes ago, it would have already escaped us. Yeah.
Yes, but I'm going to name my next dog Aleppo.
Because there have been a lot of dog food jokes that he thought it was a dog food. Do you know who Randy Rainbow is?
Is it a transgender entertainer?
No, I don't think Randy is transgender. He's got a Facebook page or a YouTube page or whatever. And he takes news clips and inserts himself into them as an interviewer or whatever. And he took the Gary Johnson clips and played around with it. And it was pretty funny.
Can you be more specific?
Well,
do you remember?
No, I don't want to ruin it for anybody who wants to watch it. Go check it out. Go check out YouTube. Randy Rainbow, Gary Johnson. One wonders, too, if for all the flack Gary Johnson has taken in the last several days, if that makes him more sympathetic and consequently more popular, if people think, oh, wow, I could have done that. Boy, he's taken a lot of heat. Or if the people who were thinking of supporting him or who were considering him will go, oh, shoot.
Better rethink
this. Yeah, oh, shoot. That's a deal breaker for
me. Well, speaking of Randy Rainbow, I'd like to give a shout out to a now dead transgender entertainer.
Lady Shibley.
If you would have read about her in the Garden of Midnight and Eve. Evil?
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
In the Garden of Good and Evil. Don't listen to anything I say. But Miss Shibley is right.
I think it's Lady Shibley.
Yes, yeah. As I said, listen to nothing I say. And I could never do a show alone. I'd have a producer
You've
in my ear
alone.
All the time. Anyway,
right.
So the thing is that she was a very colorful, the most colorful character in this very compelling book about Savannah that I've decided to reread. And she passed away at 59. She was a nightclub entertainer. And
she was transgender, wasn't she?
She was transgender.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's gone.
That's young.
I mean,
that's pretty young. We always joke that we have achieved the age where nobody will ever say we died young. But what's the cutoff, do you think? I think 60. If you die...
Oh, for dying?
For dying young, where people can still say, ooh, she died young. I mean, certainly 14 or 28 or 35 has died young. But when you start getting up into middle age...
If you're 64, did you die young?
No, I don't think so. No. And certainly at 71 and 72... You and I, nobody could say we died young.
No, you know what they're going to say?
What?
Had a
damn,
good life.
Damn, they were old.
No. We aren't dying old if we die now, but we had a good life.
Yes, we are. We're old.
You don't say that. That's just there. It's implicit. How old was she? 72. Well, she had a good life.
Right.
That's what they're going to say.
Right, right. I think I told you that once. I knew somebody whose mother died at 92,
mm-hmm.
And when I went to the
funeral... I was going to say, what wrong thing did you say?
I didn't say anything wrong, but this person, when we were talking about the mother, began crying and said, I just keep asking, why? Why?
Speaking of shade plants, I just need to ask you a question, Garden Girl.
Okay.
So I have a blue hydrangea,
mm-hmm.
And I put more acid in,
mm-hmm.
And the new ones are coming in blue, but the old ones are turning green. Am I supposed to cut them?
Well, it, if you don't like the way they look, but as hydrangeas age, they often change color. Like the ones from my oak leaf start out beautiful, shaped, sort of grapey-shaped white, but then they begin to turn dusty pink. Yeah. So it just depends at what level you like them. But certainly you can keep them on, or you can cut them off and dry them and use them in arrangements throughout the fall.
Okay. That was, I got it.
Okay.
There's no upside down hanging hydrangeas in my
life. No, because they dry out like that.
Right.
Once you disconnect them from their supply. In fact, I just found out this year, this reminds me of when I used to have Let's Talk Gardening, that if you're going to cut hydrangeas for in your house, if you're going to have a big arrangement of hydrangeas, you should go out with your clippers and a bucket of water. And the instant you cut them, you plunge them into the bucket of water. Because when you cut them, immediately they start almost to crust over. So if you put them immediately in water, they're going to continue to take up water once they get into your arrangement. Don't keep them out of water once you cut them. And don't say, okay, I'm going inside in 5 minutes. No, do it now.
And also what I've done and read is to be done is you can take the stems when you bring them in, recut them to the height you want for your vase, and you make a little ramekin, a little bowl of boiling water with alum in it, and you dip it in.
Oh, I haven't
heard
that.
And let them go back in water for 2 hours, and that conditions them so they really harden for the water. You know, they don't get hard, but
right.
They do what they're supposed to do for the hardening.
Oh, interesting. Thing. Haven't heard that. Well,
I like to make things complicated.
We're Kathy and Judy, and we geek out over gardens from time to time. Left
behind. Oh, born to change your mind. Left behind. Thank you for finding that, Bob. The reason Bob selected that song is that I wanted to ask you guys about when you've purchased a house or a condo or something, and the people who told you that they were going to take out that big ugly wall unit or the swing set in the backyard, of course we'll take the swing set away, have gone to Idaho or somewhere, and the swing set remains or the wall unit remains, and what you do about it, or the inverse, what did you think was going to be left behind? What were you told, or not told, but you inferred would be left behind, and it wasn't there? I can contribute in that. When we moved up to our new condo, there had been a cement urn for plants that was at the house we left, and I wasn't planning on taking it, but nothing had been said about it, and the movers moved it. I mean, imagine moving a cement urn. I mean, it was about 3 feet high, three feet high, yeah. And our dear buyer was beside himself that the urn wasn't left.
Oh.
And he actually got a moving company to come over and retrieve it.
Hmm.
I mean, it was just a cement urn. He could have gone to, you know, anywhere and gotten one for, I don't know, probably
$500.
I don't know.
They're pretty pricey, particularly if they're of any
size. I don't know. But
isn't that what the walkthrough is about? Isn't the walkthrough designed to determine that everything is where it should be or not where it shouldn't be?
I think so, but I think probably with a rental. Do you get a walkthrough? You don't get a walkthrough with a rental. When you move into a place and somebody else had the condominium before, you know, you're in a condo build. No, it wouldn't be a condo building. It would be a rental building.
Okay.
I don't know. I know that it's happened. I know that it happened when we lived away and the people left pieces of furniture that they didn't tell us, but they were such nice pieces of furniture.
That you were happy to have
them.
We
were delighted
right.
to have
okay.
them.
Yeah.
And then she found out she left her jewelry in a safe that we didn't even know there was a safe in the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
312-981-7200 is the
Did
number.
Did that ever happen to you?
Well, I mean, I'm obviously still trying to sell the damn house in Princeton. And there is still some furniture in it that wouldn't move to where I live now. There wasn't enough room for all of it. So if anybody ever decides to buy my house, I certainly will have a conversation.
You really ought to buy Kathy's house.
Yeah, you really should buy my house because
it's so charming.
Giveaway price comes to mind. Anyway, 312-981-7200. what did you assume? I mean, if somebody buys my house, you notice now I'm saying if rather than when. Certainly there will be conversations beforehand. Are you interested in the dining room set that fits that dining room perfectly? Are you interested in that? And can we negotiate the price? And other, I don't know. I mean,
what if they say, well, if you want to leave it, that's fine, but we're not going to pay for it.
Well, we'll have to figure that out. But yeah, I mean, I certainly think that people have moved into houses and been very surprised by what happened. I know that when I moved to from Princeton to Glen Ellen, one of the things I forgot to tell the movers to get was the bench. Remember our Kathy and Judy grave marker?
Yeah.
That said they always had nice hair. And then I had it made into a bench. I got some holders for it. And I forgot to have them move that, but I've since moved it. This is interesting what April has to say because Hi, April.
Hi there.
Hi.
We moved out of a house and my mother had passed away. She loved daffodils. In fact, they were in bloom when she passed away. And my dad had a whole bunch as her spray. But someone also gave us daffodils, so I know I can get them anywhere. But they were from her funeral, and it's really the only thing I wanted. We forgot them, and we called up the new homeowner, and she said no.
I don't think you're supposed to be digging up. I mean, I think it's like you're not supposed to be digging up the plants. Don't they come with the land? Unless
I suppose,
you specify.
You would think that she would say yes after she heard the story. And I could have given her a bunch of bulbs or bought her plants, but she said no. So they're still at that house. So Yeah.
Well, you still got your memories of your mom.
Yes, we do. We're fine. But I just thought it was funny that someone would say no to.
I wonder if had you dug them up before they moved in, before the transaction took place, they would not even have been aware of it, right?
Because we moved in the fall. Yeah, she would have never been aware because I know that we put the house up for sale in the summer after they had been in bloom and had, you know, they were all done and over with. So she didn't even know they were there until, you know, things started coming up. And I'm like, oh, no, you know, we forgot. Or in the fall, I think I said, we forgot this. And it's the only thing I really wanted. I didn't care about the rest.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, I think for people who love gardening, that there are things in their garden. I mean, I know I've dug up stuff from Princeton. It hasn't sold yet. So anybody who buys the house wouldn't be aware of, it's like proving a
correct.
Negative of what's not
right.
there.
What's not there, right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. April, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
312-981-7200. We're talking about moving and either forgetting something, as Kathy forgot to, or as our previous caller forgot to.
Or purposely leaving it behind because it's too damn difficult to
right,
move.
Right, exactly.
I think that would apply to our caller, Kathy.
Hi, hey, Kathy.
Hi. I just moved to Pennsylvania from Chicago, and I'm still streaming you guys because I love you.
Well, bless your heart. Thanks.
You're welcome. But anyway, we had one of those huge TVs in New Lenox, and we had to get rid of it. It was obsolete in that you couldn't hook up anything to it now.
Uh-huh.
But it worked fine, but we knew no one wanted it, so we had to get rid of it. Well, we moved here, and don't you know, the homeowner left the same TV here.
No!
That's called universal payback or
exactly.
karma or something.
It's like a Stephen King book. Like, the TV will never die, right?
Right.
So we tried to figure out what to do with it. Well, we found out it's going to cost us money for them to come and pick it up. And so my husband nicely, like, sent her a text and said, look, you know, we had that same TV. We tried to get rid of it. You know, no one wanted it. And, you know, so finally we had to pay at home to get it taken care of. We're wondering if maybe you can help us out with this. You can help us out and maybe take this TV for us. And she will not respond to his text at all. So we're stuck with this big TV here.
But at least you know what to do.
Is this what? This is one of those 2 foot deep ones.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. not a nice
exactly.
flat screen.
Right. No, huge. Exactly. And it works fine is the problem, but you just can't hook anything
there's
up
no
to it anymore.
There's no exactly.
Yeah. It's obsolete.
Very.
But anyway,
that is the
that's
same
money
one.
That it came back to bite you.
Exactly.
Kathy,
so.
Thanks for the call.
Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll be back to more of your calls and texts about what you left behind or what somebody else left behind when you moved.
Talking about when you moved into a house and they took something that you thought was going to stay or they left something you thought they were going to leave. What do you
or
put,
you weren't sure they were going to, you were unaware they were going to leave. This on the text line, we bought a farm through an ugly divorce. We arrived to a nag racehorse tied to the fence. So they didn't know that they were going to get a horse when they bought the farm.
Okay, and this is Marlene.
Hi, hey, Marlene.
Hi, how are you?
All right, good. What was your surprise when you moved in?
Well, the night before our closing, we did the walkthrough. Everything was fine and good. And the next morning, our attorney had our power of attorney and went to the closing, called me at my office and said, and it's a large two-story house, five bedrooms.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, all the drapes are gone. They told us they kept everything because it was sentimental value.
But the drapes wouldn't fit into their new place, right?
Of course not. Right. So, and this is every room, you know, whether you want them or not.
Yeah.
Window covers, and it would be awfully expensive to just in one fell swoop replace everything when you're moving in.
Right.
So she said, I'm going to give them a dollar amount. And I said, okay, I guess I can understand sentimental. And then about 20 minutes later, she called me back and she said, I want you to sit down and remain calm.
Yeah.
So now you're in trouble. This is what they've come back with. Living room, $10. Kitchen, $15. So I said, just do whatever you're going to do. I don't care anymore. We had our moving truck waiting because, of course, someone had bought our home.
Right.
And they were waiting outside. So we drove here, got in the house, and there's a large fireplace in the family room, goes up to the 10-foot ceiling, and they actually took out the entire screen door and all the guts, not just the stuff. But they took everything.
That's just icky. That's just icky.
I did get even. I'd been told her husband worked at a local grocery store at the pharmacy, and that was in the days when if you changed your prescription over to a new pharmacy, you got a gift card. And unfortunately or fortunately, my husband and I have a lot of meds. And every week I would take a new prescription and I would go in there and I would stand there and just stare at him while he worked up the new prescription for me.
How does that get him back? I don't understand.
Well, because it made him very uncomfortable.
Oh.
That I was, you know, he'd
You didn't say how those screen doors working out for you?
No, he never said anything. I did say to him, why did two people move out of the house? And he said, well, because they moved a short distance. And he said, well, we wanted to be closer to our church so that our daughter could take advantage of everything. And I just said, yes, I'm sure you do need to be very close to God. So he knew.
Thanks,
how's that? Are you still in that house, Marlene?
We're still in this house. It's about 16 years later. And yeah.
All right. And you're happy there.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you for the call, Marlene.
To go get new screens and curtains. I hate to spend on curtains. Okay, this is Brad. Hey, Brad.
How are you girls doing today?
Well, I think we're doing good. How are you?
Good. Bought a house in Rolling Meadows. Had a nice pool in the backyard. We went to the walkthrough, and the pool furniture, some chairs and a table, it was there. And we went the next day right before closing. It was gone.
Uh-huh.
So we went to closing. It happened that he had left a real nice hose. I know that sounds silly, but it was probably $50 worth of hose. So I thought, well, at least I get that. So I threw it in the trunk. We went to the closing. His $1,000 attorney did not show up. Our $500 attorney did and ran the closing. But it was funny. His wife had passed away, and he had a girlfriend. She must have had good-looking ankles in his eyes. Well, anyway, I said, hey, where's the pool furniture and the table? And she points to the paper, and she says, it's not in writing. You don't get it. So I said, really? So we finished the closing and everything, and we walked out to the cars, and I said, hey, Bob, I said, you didn't leave us the furniture, but I said there was this real nice hose. I opened the trunk, and there it was, and his eyes about popped out because he really wanted it. And I said, but, you know, it's not in the writing, so I guess technically you don't get it, huh? And he sort of looked at me, and I said, but, you know, I'm not that kind of person. I guess if your Susie Q has to have the furniture that bad hand at it, but here's your hose.
Is this Susie Q a mistress?
What?
I said, is this Susie Q that makes her sound like a mistress in some weird language?
Well, it was a girlfriend. They hadn't married.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You know, the girl with the hot ankles.
Okay. Can't quite get past the ankles, can you, Brad?
Thank you. Thank you, Brad.
You're very sweet.
This is Carol. Hey, Carol, what's your moving story?
Yeah, I've sold. My husband and I got married about 10 years. Will be 10 years coming up. And when I sold my duplex, I planted tomatoes in the spring. And I said, we'll sell it under one condition, that I can come back and get some of these tomatoes. And my attorney said that's the one and only time it's ever happened.
And did, tomatoes. They were fine and the tomatoes were good?
Oh, yeah, it was great because I wanted to go back. I went back about every 2 days and got, you know, they were just coming to, we got married in late September and a lot of them were still there.
Did you go into the house when you were going back to get your tomatoes?
No. They were on the side of the house. So you didn't see
what they did to the house?
No, I did not. It was just a small duplex, so I wasn't worried about that.
Okay, but you wanted your tomatoes.
I wanted my tomatoes.
That's hilarious. Thank you,
hey,
Carol.
You guys are back. Sorry you're not on every day.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much.
This is Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I sold my house to my son, and when he moved in, the neighbors had stolen all of the tulips that had been planted on the south side of the house. And I had lived in that house probably 25 years. The boys grew up there and, you know, had turned it around. And Greg called me up and said, you know, I won't say their names, but they said so-and-so come over and had the tulips all dug up.
Okay, now, do you know you're either being listened in on or your battery is going out?
It's probably because I'm in an area where it's lucky I have cell phone.
Are you by a nuclear plant?
Heavens, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm by an AT&T tower, but I don't have an AT&T phone.
Oh, that's weird.
Working.
I've never heard that on a...
She's inside a metal detector right now.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Sharon, thanks for the call.
Thank you. I love the bulb stealing. Sorry about the tulips.
Yeah, stealing.
It was just something that he's going to have to deal with those neighbors, and he can get over it, but it sure made me angry that...
Yeah, it's just icky. Well, you just watch what comes up in their yard the next season.
No, we would never. No, you have to be the better person.
Yeah, but your son lives there now, right?
Well, he lives there now, but...
So he could just look next door and see what's coming up in their yard. I mean, not go back and take them or anything.
No, yeah, I'm sure they planted them on the side of the garage that they couldn't see anyway.
Oh.
See, they had to look at them at my house, and so then they planted them over, I'm sure, on the side of the garage.
Okay, your phone is making me crazy now, Sharon.
Yeah, we're worried that you're getting radiation exposure.
I probably am.
Okay, Sharon. She's pretty pragmatic about it. Whatever.
What the hell?
Kathy and Judy back. Kristen Decker, I should have asked you when you were out here talking to us. Are you still posting from time to time some of the texts?
Every day. It's on the live blog on WGNradio.com.
Right. You can see some of the texts that are coming in. Kristen doesn't put all of them up, but she puts some of them up.
And there's some ones.
Well, like right now, this was a follow-up to the conversation about moving and leaving stuff. I moved in March and wrote in my contract that I could come back one weekend in May and take all of my perennials, including 35 hostas. The husband had to take his wife away because she kept following me around saying, please don't take everything. As it turned out, I left 80% because I moved to a smaller yard. P.S. I also left one of those big TVs in the basement. So 312-981-7200 is our number. And we do read your texts. And in fact, I wanted to cite an exchange that I just had with one of our listeners on the text line who started out by saying, these two are so boring. Why do they have a show? They are so out of touch with the real world. And I texted back and I said, wow, I just went back to look at some of your previous texts to all the shows because we have access to that. We can see what you've written not only to us, but stuff that you sent to other shows. I said, and they're all negative. Having a bad year, why do you listen if we're so boring? Can you cite a few examples of how we're out of touch with the real world? And I signed it Kathy O so that she wouldn't think that you were the bitch that had written back to her.
She or he?
Or no, it's a she because she put her name on the first one. Unless it's a guy named Peggy. Okay. And she said, I love WGN, but I have to keep you guys in check. Sometimes you all just go too far. When you ladies were on every day, you were current and interesting. Now I think you think up your topics in the car ride over to the studio. And I wrote back and I just said, because we're only on for 2 hours a week, we've decided not to try to address news stories that other shows have covered during the week, but to cover topics that are broader and apply to many listeners. Sorry, it isn't working for you. And she wrote back and said, doesn't WGN want listener participation? I think that means expressing your opinion, not just agreeing with everything. So my question is, please, 312-981-7200, we get 2 hours a week. I mean, other shows get 15 hours a week or whatever. If you listen to us, and like Peggy, our girlfriend, and I'm thinking Peggy still listens even though we get on her nerves, like today, what do you wish we'd talk about? We've done this before. You know, and do you wish we'd talk about politics? We tend not to, but do you wish we'd get on here and talk about Hillary versus Donald? Or do you wish we would today that we were doing a whole show on 9/11? I'm interested in
definitely. We're both interested.
Right. 312-981-7200. The truth is we don't think of our topics on the way into the studio. We both walk in here with a folder full of potential topics because we see stories and think, oh, that would be interesting. And
I have 18 pages of topics.
Yeah. Judy prints out a long list, including the source material and everything else. I print out sort of headlines and keep the rest of the stuff. 312-981-7200. You can call us or you can text us. We truly are interested. We've always said that we think you guys are the best part of the show. And certainly the CDs that we've had over the years prove that. That our listeners are so funny and so interesting. But we tend not to cover... We don't want people fighting on our show. And so that's why we tend not to cover stuff that's going to piss people off. This is Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, girls.
What do you wish we'd talk about?
You know what? I am so sick of all the current stuff. I get it 24/7. I got it from all your cohorts because I listen to you 24/7. Well, I don't.
You sleep sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit. And so it's so refreshing to have something. I look forward to when you come on. I'm like, oh, what are they going to talk about today? You know, it's topics that you won't find, you know, when Steve is on or when Ro is on.
It's not current events. I mean, we certainly talked about current events in the first part of the show today. But,
sure.
Have 2 hours.
Yeah,
exactly.
We should complain about that and get you on for longer.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, girl.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. What would you like us today? What did you wake up and think?
I wish
Kathy and Judy would talk about this today. Karen.
Hi.
What do you wish we would talk about today?
Oh, well, I do like the fact that you don't always have the current events because I listen to WGN and some of the other stations during the week, and it's all repetitious after the first morning of it, in the afternoon, in the evening.
Well, I mean, I think certainly our shows are well known. If you're listening to any of our shows during the week, you know that they're going to be discussing what's in the news.
Right, but I do like when you have the readers, the listeners call in with their experiences. You know, this
more lifey, you mean?
That
right.
To me. And it's so funny. You know, you think, oh, these crazy people in the world. I thought I was the only person who had crazy things happening to me. But there are others. When you had your other show on every day, I really got a bang out of, what was it, Sex Thursday?
Yeah, well, that was and you're not even a guy.
That was hilarious.
Well, we've had a couple Sex Saturdays, but it's not as predictable as Sex Thursday was.
Well, and I just love when you say to everybody, you know, when you want sports, when you want expert opinions on sports, call Kathy and Judy.
When you think sports, you think Kathy and Judy. Kathy Isn't that right, Judy. Sam?
Yes, that's what I told you to say, yes.
Right, Sam Penyatovich, our sports guy. He almost...
I remember when you had Marilyn at the movies, but she hasn't been around for a long time.
No, she hasn't. That
but
was
she's
one...
doing, I think
she's doing
well,
fine.
I hope.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, Karen...
I run into her now and then.
Karen, we appreciate the call.
I just love what you're doing anyway.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
All right. We want you, we appreciate the complimentary calls. Bless your hearts. We love you too. Thank you. Thank you. But truly, if there is somebody out there that goes, damn, I wish they'd talk about, because before, I remember when we threw this out years ago, some of the stuff that people, I remember somebody said, I wish you'd talk more about the weather. And
sorry, and, we can't accommodate you.
Right. But we're interested in what do you think?
You know, we have four calls up here from kind people.
Right.
From Vince, from Ryan, from Gene. And thank you for their call, your calls. Basically saying you want to know about
you.
Our personal
right.
lives. You love to hear us banter. And boy, do we appreciate that. But if something could be, we'd be bantered
all right,
today.
All right. Here's an interesting text. And that is, somebody said mental illness. And I think certainly... You know, we would have to find a specific topic because that's a very broad one. But certainly in our own personal lives and in the lives of many of our friends, not just radio girlfriends, but our friends in our lives, mental illness is something that touches many, many families.
I have clinical depression. I mean,
and you've talked about it.
And
right.
I hope I've talked about it. The last one I had was a year long.
It
and
was hard.
It was.
You struggled.
I did.
Right.
And, you know, I worked to sound, quote unquote, normal during that year. But it began to lift in last December. So I've had a year of feeling great, almost a year. And I, you know, I hope it continues. I'm on medication, for those of you who want to know about our personal lives. And I may spend the rest of my life, you know, having years or months of this kind of thing. I have someone in my family who is bipolar.
As do I. Yeah.
And so, you know, we personally know about mental illness, but if that text sender wants to be more specific, we can.
Right.
Because there's... always
it's a struggle. It's just there are families who
right.
wake up every day and are dealing with whether it's depression or anxiety. I mean, I've received emails from girlfriends who said, I deal with depression and anxiety. Hey, guess what? I do too. I deal with anxiety more than with depression, but I mean, that's a topic that touches a lot of our girlfriends and their families. So that's a great suggestion. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our number. We're just responding to a text from one of our girlfriends who said, I think you think up your topics on when you're driving to the show. And that's not necessarily the case.
Actually, can we just say we can't do two things at once?
Right.
So that would preclude that from ever happening.
Good point.
I'm driving.
So we would like to hear from you. This is not a fishing for compliments. We love that some of you are with us on discussing light things and things that aren't basically in the news. And we'll be back to more of your calls and texts right after this.
I think we really ought to talk about it.
Okay.
That's what we do. Kathy and Judy here, 312-981-7200 is our number. We're just responding to a text, and we do read your texts. We read them. Kristen posts many of them on the WGN radio page. And we're just responding to a listener who doesn't like our show, and that's fine, although I'm guessing she still listens. And we made a conscious decision when we came back on the air, and Judy, it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago this week that we returned from the bad people.
I like seeing you every week.
I like seeing you every week as well. And we made a conscious decision because we had only 2 hours a week to address broader topics and to not tend to address the news. because all the shows during the week do that. Steve and Bill and Wendy and Ro and Justin, they all address the news.
And these are
Patty,
more human
Nick.
Interests.
Right.
We hope.
We exactly. But every now and again, it's not a bad idea to check in with you guys and find out, boy, I wish they would talk about. Somebody in the text line said this would have been a good week to address being a football widow. You know, if you're a football widow,
that's
or
true.
Even a football widower. Right. I mean, there are women who love football who have husbands that don't. This is Penny. Hi, Penny. Oops.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to hear us discuss?
Well, I will tell you that when my husband came into the bathroom one morning and when I was in the shower and he said, do you think Kathy and Judy have run out of topics to talk about? Because your promo for the ankles.
Yes.
You know, do men like ankles come
right.
up? He was joking. We both listen. But because we only have you for 2 hours, it would be nice, although I enjoy your show very much, it would be nice to hear more about issues like the one that a caller or a texter just raised, which is mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, I know you said something about 9/11 and it's kind of, you know, we're going to hear it everywhere, but that would be something that would be interesting to talk about from the perspective of, you know, 15 years. I think you guys have, so you have a lot of wisdom and you have a lot of experience, and I can get the ankle, you know, derriere kind of thing anywhere. I want to hear what you have gone through and what the listeners have gone through.
Okay, so you're tending to lean a little bit more towards the serious side of things.
Maybe, but also things like books that are very interesting. I know a lot of people talk about movies on the air, so not that, but and not it doesn't have to be current, because you're right, we get that with all the other shows all week,
right? And when we were on five times a week, we did have the Radio Readers, which was our Kathy and Judy book club.
Did you see Ann Patchett has a new book out?
I did, yeah.
I think I'm gonna get it.
Bel Canto was one of our early Radio Readers books. Well, Penny, we appreciate your feedback. Thank you.
Okay.
Speaking of current events, I haven't even begun to discuss my new dog on the radio.
No.
This is Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
What would you like us to talk about?
Well, I'm recently retired and looked forward to it. And now that I'm here, it's not quite as much fun as I thought it would be.
You know what? Judy, you are right. We could talk more about retirement issues. And I will tell you that for me, I was test driving different little paths for close to 4 years.
Well, I would like to hear what other people have done to bring more interest into their life. It's not that I sit around. It's just I feel like I'm a fish out of water. I don't have any direction every day.
You know, the other Judy and I had this discussion this week, and I said that at one time a few years back, Judy said, I need to have something. I need to schedule things. I need to have things on my schedule. And I said I was feeling exactly the same way, that, you know, I'm trying to fill my time with volunteer work and board work and stuff like that. But if I wake up in the morning and there is nothing on my schedule, it makes me anxious. It makes, you know, I can always go out and work in the garden. I can always find a part of my house that's messy or dirty. But I totally relate, Judy, and maybe that's something we'll address next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Ask and you shall receive.
Right. And this is Karen. Karen, were you in our Radio Readers Book Club?
Yes, I was, and I miss it.
Well, you know, it was interesting because we thought it was a great concept. But mm-hmm. whenever we had the author on, and on the day that we were going to discuss it, because we always gave the assignment out a month or so beforehand, nobody ever called in. So it didn't pan out the way that we hoped it would, although people would write in and say, I loved the book, I just didn't have anything to call in on it. So, you would go with the book reviews thing.
Yes,
okay.
I would.
All right.
I think like the Bridge Between Oceans, you know, now the movie's coming out.
The Light Between Oceans.
The Light Between Oceans, right. Yeah. Well, that would be a book review and a movie review.
Well,
it could be. You're right.
Yeah.
But I think that would be something that would encourage a lot of discussion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you for all your suggestions.